Council representative appointments, Ms Carter.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Council determines annually which councillors or senior staff it wishes to appoint as its formal delegates, committee representative to a range of internal and external bodies. This assists in the progress of the committee's objectives of both community engagement and good governance. Most appointments are for a one-year term, but for some others it may be for a longer period of time. This was resolved upon as part of the special meeting of council held on 30 October 2019. However, since that resolution, there has been a need to revise the councillor appointments. The attached representation list has been revised to remove the Kinglake Memorial Reserve Section 6 Committee of Management, which has now a different governance structure, and two further appointment changes are required. First being the Audit and Risk Advisory Committee representatives to now be Councillor L Dunscombe, Councillor Margaret Ray and Councillor Sanders McCauley, and that the Central Ranges Local Learning and Employment Network, CRILEN, representative to be Councillor Eric Lording. The officer recommendation is that Council appoints the councillors as council representatives to the listed committees and organisations as contained within attachment 11.3, and that and records the list of the appointments in the minutes of the meeting.
Thank you, Ms Carter. Are there any questions for councillors? Somebody like to propose a resolution? Councillor Bowles?
I'll accept the council recommendation.
Do we have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Rush. Councillor Bowles, would you like to speak to the motion?
No.
Councillor Rush?
No.
Anybody else? Councillor Bowles, would you like to close?
Yeah, close.
Question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you, Ms Carter. And we have an addendum to tonight's meeting, item 11.4, Quarterly Council Plan 2017 to 2021, Progress Report 30th of December 2019. Ms Carter.
Council adopted its Council Plan 2017-2021 Council Plan at the special meeting of 21 June 2017. The Council Plan sets the overall strategic direction of Council over its four-year term based on an extensive community consultation program conducted across the Shire. At the July 2019 Ordinary Meeting of Council, the Annual Action Plan was adopted. This quarterly report is in regards to the second quarter of the Annual Action Plan, October to December 2019. Some of the highlights of the quarter were that we've provided 83 road trips and supported 26 volunteer drivers through our new Moving Murrindindi program. We completed the historical restoration works at the Yay Shire Hall. We have established new e-waste facilities at the Alexandra and Kinglake Resource Recovery Centres. We adopted the Murrindindi Shire Tourism and Events Strategy 2019 to 2025, setting the future strategic direction for the tourism in the Shire. And 23 of our staff received certificates of service for 10 years or more of service to council at our annual end of year celebration. The officer recommendation is that council receive this quarterly report.
Thank you, Ms Carter. Mm-hmm. The councillors have any questions? Somebody like to propose a resolution? Councillor Ray?
Yes, as per the officer recommendation. Thank
you. Do we have a seconder for that motion? Councillor Lording. Do you want to speak to the motion?
Just briefly to say that having watched the evolution of the council plan over a number of years, I think the format in which it's presented now is very readable and I commend it to the community.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Lawley.
No, thank you.
Anybody else like to speak to the motion?
No.
Question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Now we have an addendum to tonight's agenda. Item 11.5, Audit and Risk Committee appointment, Mr Chesbrough.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. Yes, this addendum item refers to the appointments of an independent person to fill the vacancy in the Council's Audit and Risk Advisory Committee. This is following the ending of the second term held by Michelle Sheward. The usual process, as determined by the committee charter, was undertaken, where expressions of interest were sought for independent members to join the committee. Following that, six expressions of interest were received, and a panel consisting of the mayor, a councillor member of the committee, and the CEO considered all submissions and noted that they were all of a high standard. Following an interview process, the panel has made the recommendation to council that Mr. Craig Nisbet be appointed to the vacant position. Mr. Nisbet has significant senior executive experience in leading and managing audit and risk processes in a number of large organisations. He's also served as an independent member of audit committees for two other councils. And so the first two parts of the recommendation is that council appoints Mr. Craig Nisbet to the Audit and Risk Advisory Committee as an independent member in accordance with the terms of the Audit and Risk Advisory Committee Charter, and the council formally thank Michelle Sheward for her 6 years as an independent member of the Audit and Risk Advisory Committee. The third element really follows from the selection panel's consideration of all of the applicants to this expression of interest process, and in particular we're pleased to gain expressions of interest from a young professional seeking to gain local government experience. And given Council's commitment to supporting training opportunities for young people, the panel recommends that Council consider and supports an opportunity for a young professional to be appointed as an observer of the Audit and Risk Committee, and an observer of the meetings. And this would be as a learning opportunity for the individual and for an initial 12-month period after which the initiative can be reviewed and evaluated and possibly continued. So if this initiative is adopted by council and it is successful after 12 months, then the committee charter could possibly be amended to enable this opportunity to be offered on an ongoing basis. So the third and final element of the recommendation before you is that council, in recognition of the calibre of applicants, appoint an observer to the committee as an extension of council's commitment to supporting training opportunities for young professionals. This is for an initial period of 1 year with continuation subject to review and evaluation.
Thank you, Mr. Chesford. Are there any questions of councillors? Somebody wants to propose a resolution? Councillor Ray.
Yes, I would say please, exactly as the officer has recommended in full.
Do we have a second for that motion? Councillor Rush. Councillor Ray, would you like to speak to the motion?
Yes, I would, thank you. I would like to both acknowledge the work the officer's put into making this sequence of events happen, but also to say that I'm delighted with the standard of applications we received this time, and with the ultimate recommendation to Council of Mr. Craig Nisbet. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to thank Michelle Sheward for her period of service as an independent member of the committee. I've had the pleasure of working with Michelle for that period of time, and I know how dedicated she's been to undertaking what she saw as a very serious role for her and for Council. And finally, I've always been a great advocate, as people know, for training opportunities and experience for young people, having had a background in higher education. And I'm delighted to be able to recommend to Council that they consider this recommendation, because I think it would be very worthwhile for the profession, but also for local government. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ray. Councillor Rush?
I think Councillor Ray said it very well. Thank you.
I would just like to associate myself with your comments about Michelle Sheward. She has been an excellent contributor to the committee over the 4 years that I've been on it. So thank you, Michelle. Anybody else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Rowe, would you like to close?
Happy to close, thank you.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Carried unanimously, thank you. Moving on, item 12, notices of motions.
I have none received, Mr. Mayor.
Matters deferred from previous meetings.
No.
Urgent business?
No.
Business one. Councillor reports. Councillor Ash.
Thank you. So this one's mainly on tourism events. There's a rollout of Nothing to See Here, It's an insta-meet, and this is taking place over social media using influencers and traditional media upcoming. There's also an engagement to take part in a One Road TV series in partnership with Strathbogie and Mitchell Shires prior to the end of the year. Council's working with Alex Approtry and the Tourism Association, Tourism and Traders Association, to update the Alexandra Tourist Info Boards. There's on the verge of completion now for the mountain biking, so MTB, can't get enough acronyms here, signage project, with the first signs will be unveiled this weekend at Lake Mountain Ride Day, which should draw 1,000 attendees. Discover Dindi will have a stand at the event, and council are supporting through provision of a minibus to assist with the rider's shuttle. I can only tell you an experience of my husband, who greatly appreciated that shuttle back up. It's definitely a one-way ride, that one. It's lots of fun. Working with the comms team also to undertake further tourism shoots to help promote tourism assets. Officers are also developing plans for a presence at the Melbourne Boat Show and establishing how local businesses can buy in with the exposure to this event. Working to grow the Discover Dindi engagement through developing a quarterly newsletter to subscribers through a database. They're also finalising a partnership with the KRBN, so the King Lake Business Network, to implement visitor info stands at 6 of the tourist related business along the King Lake Ranges, and also expanding our Discover Dindi website content to include new walks and rides, listings and trails, and a new way to present these. So, there's a good example at the moment. If you have a look at discoverdindi.com.au/Yeldon Pondage Walk, so we'll have a little look there. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lash. Councillor Wardy.
Thank you. My report is going to be way too long for the time available, but in infrastructure, there are so many projects that are started and being just about due to finish some of them that I will just table that so that it does get in the minutes. Regarding waste, the change is absolutely amazing at the moment. The government is really moving. The four bins, the container deposit scheme, I must talk about the four bins, and people asking me all the time why there's a separate bin for glass. The problem with glass is when it was put in with the commingled bin, which is plastic, metals and paper, the glass was breaking and leaving shards in the actual paper, so it couldn't be used, it damaged machines and it injured people. So we need that fourth bin to be able to handle that. I will also table the entire report for the minutes. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Lording. Councillor Bowles.
The inaugural Dindi Sustainable Living Expo will be held on the 18th of April 2020 at the Yeo Railway Reserve. Watch the Council website and Facebook for information on the schedule of keynote speakers, stall holders and exhibitors over the month of March. 51 roads have been tested throughout January in the peri-urban area of King Lake, King Lake West and Pheasant Creek to assist with the ongoing issue of increasing rabbit numbers. Myself and two council staff gave evidence that the Legislative Assembly in Wangaratta for the Environment Planning Committee, which is an inquiry into what urban, rural and regional communities in Victoria are doing to tackle climate change and how the Victorian government could support these communities. It will be interesting to see what comes of this, as I'm still not clear what mitigate and adapt actually means at a local government and community level. I also attended the Climate Summit at Melbourne Town Hall and the offshoot meeting with other councils and council reps at the RACV Melbourne. There was over 200 council representatives in the room from across Australia, which is very heartening to see, and a few things to note. Local governments are basically the grassroots of the three tiers of government, and so our communities are impacted quite honestly by the change in the environment. Whether that is a demonstrating the structure through flash storms, which are on the increase, or the downing of many of our trees, which has occurred three times in January, which compromises council and so therefore the community's budget. I've always maintained that once big money is involved in the environment climate wars, that is then when you actually see the change. And change is happening. If councils don't have climate change in their risk register, then the insurance companies certainly won't be happy and could easily not pay out. They have already in the past 3 months gone way beyond their budget with insurance claims, so their bottom line is hurting. We as ELFA had to inject climate change into our council wellbeing plans, which is a requirement from the state. Also, I've noticed that our interstate council partners do not have greenhouse alliances as we do in Victoria, and so I was very keen to know, and so they were very keen to know how they could work with us to actually create alliances, particularly in New South Wales. So whether you believe in climate change or not is irrelevant from a council's perspective, as we actually have to look after our communities, irrespective of individual thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Bowles. Councillor Ray.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. On positive ageing and inclusion, I'm pleased to say that the position of Access and Inclusion Officer has been ably filled, and the officer has hit the ground running, to put it mildly. Meetings with community groups are ongoing, and invitations for requests to speak with any group or organisation are welcomed. Existing collaborative networks, such as the Access and Inclusion Network and the Murrindindi Age and Disability Service Providers Network, are still active and well supported. And there is ongoing liaison and communication between all involved in the care and well-being of our community. Planning is also underway for activities and events to support positive ageing and age-friendly communities, and there will be continued liaison with the community with respect to these. The Vulnerable Persons Register assessment and support is still being maintained. As a slight aside, in thinking about the future needs of our community, which I can see will be ever-growing for some considerable time, for those who are not aware of our demographics, we already are aware that our senior citizens in our community are higher than the state average. Our whole shire is 24%, Victorian average 16%. However, in Alexandra and Yay, for instance, it's 30%, with a couple of smaller communities even higher. But for those who are not aware of this, we have equivalent percentages in our shire for those living alone. And just as food for thought, there are approximately 1,595 lone person households in Murrindindi, and close to 50% of these are with senior citizens aged over 65. And that is a very, very high percentage indeed, and something we need to bear in mind for future planning. Alexandra and Yeh alone account for 35% of the lone person households in our shire. And as always, if you or anyone you know has a specific need or request, and you don't know how to progress this, please do not hesitate to contact Council on 577 2033. In land use planning, planning officers continue to work closely with applicants to assist them, particularly where there are complex issues to resolve. The range of planning issues that a shire like ours continues to present provides great opportunities for both community and for planning officers. You will also recall that a special meeting of Council was held on the 4th of December last year to consider a planning application for 707 Murrindindi Road, Murrindindi, in respect of a residential hotel and restaurant, which was refused. I can report that this matter did not proceed to VCAT and that the refusal as determined by Council stands. And just finally, I'd like to mention that I've had the pleasure of representing Council, as all of us did, at the Australia Day events held across our shire, and for me particularly in Alexandra, a meeting of the Alexandra Racecourse and Recreation Reserve Committee, and at the weekend, the annual Gem and Rock Exhibition held at Thornton by the Alex and Eildon District Lapidary and Gem Club. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Ray. Well, I don't really have a great deal to report this month. It's been primarily filled with meetings and budget considerations for the 2021 financial year. I did, however, travel to Wangaratta with our CEO, Craig Roy, to attend the local government roundtable discussion with our federal member for Indi, Helen Haynes, and many other mayors and CEOs from the Indi electorate. The focus of the meeting was primarily around the federal government's response to the bushfire crisis and funding proposals and actions that come from that. Having learnt many lessons from the bushfires of 2009, Craig and I were well placed to contribute constructively to the conversation. I also travelled to Urawa to meet with the mayors and CEOs from Strathbaby and Mansfield Shires to discuss the shared Indigenous partnerships with the Tangaroa. But the meeting that gave me the most pleasure was catching up with Logan McKinney to present her with her Australia Day Young Citizen of the Year Award. Logan was unable to attend on Australia Day to receive it, so we arranged an informal meeting to present it. I'm still in awe of her passion and commitment for someone so young. I will say, however, that I am disappointed with the number of nominations we received. I know that there are literally hundreds of people within our shire that give so much of themselves to our communities, and I can't understand why they aren't being nominated for these awards. But on a lighter note, I'd also like to acknowledge and congratulate another two Murrumbidgee residents who have received the honour of the Order of Australian Medal, Mr Tony Thompson of Marysville and Mr Peter Crook of King Lake. Congratulations to you both. Thank you. Mr Lloyd.
Thank you. This month has been a busy one for advocacy meetings with the state government and other agencies. During the month, I met with the Chief of Staff to Minister Adam Somyurak, the Minister for Local Government. And during this meeting, I discussed the proposed Local Government Act and the impact and support available to small rural councils during its introduction. It's anticipated that the Act will progress through Parliament during March. I also met with Minister Gyla Pulford's office. Minister Pulford is the Minister for Roads and Road Safety, as well as Boating. Matters discussed included road improvement funding, the Eildon and Boat Show, the need for measures to improve road visibility in the King Lake Ranges, and a feasibility study for an alternate route to the spur. I also met with our local member Cindy McLeish MP and member for Yanyi Daniel Green MP to update them on our community's needs and opportunities. Council welcomes the announcements this week of a renewed focus by the state government on reducing, avoiding and better managing waste, known as the circular economy. Council has been receiving questions for our community asking what the changes, such as possible extra bins, will mean in terms of collection cycles, timing of new services, whether four bins will be compulsory across the shire, and how much extra the services will cost. Quite simply, we're unable to answer these questions at this time. In briefings received this week from the state government, led by DELP, it is clear that there is still much to do in the assessment, planning and implementation of any changes. The specifics of state funding of these changes is also unclear. The detailed policy and its implementation is yet to be released by the state government. To be clear, Council has not yet determined to implement changes to our waste collection arrangements and awaits further advice and engagement with the state government. Despite statements in this week's Herald Sun, which listed Murrumbidgee Shire as commencing a glass collection service in 2021, this is not yet confirmed and has not been discussed with Council by the state government. Council also welcomes the announcement of the Container Deposit Scheme, and we will play an active role in advocating for this service to be available across our shire at suitable locations to ensure easy access. We also wish to understand how local businesses and community groups may be able to become involved and benefit from the scheme. Council will also continue to advocate for any changes to be funded in full or in significant part by the state government funds already contributed by our community through the EPA waste levy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lloyd. Moving on to item 17, Council. Somebody would like to move that we receive that report? Councillor Bowles, seconder Councillor Ray. The question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Noted. Item 18, sealing register. Somebody would like to remove that report be received. Councillor Ray, Councillor Lording. Question is that the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Noted. Item 19, confidential items. Council will now move to the confidential part of this meeting. The Local Government Act 1989, Section 89-2 allows Council to resolve to close the meeting to the public to consider confidential information. The range of matters which can be considered as confidential items is listed in the published agenda. Where possible, Council will resolve to make public any decisions it makes in the closed meeting where the resolution does not disclose confidential information. There may, however, be occasions where Council cannot make its decision public. Thank you for attending tonight's Council meeting and now ask that you leave the Council chamber. Thank you. Can I please have somebody to move us into confidential? Councillor Ray. Seconded Councillor Lording. Question is the motion be agreed to. All those in favour? Thank you.